This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. There are reports that there has been an explosion at the Rainbow Bridge, which connects the United States and Canada at Niagara Falls. It appears from reports that it was a vehicle that exploded. The Federal Bureau of Investigation Buffalo Field Office is investigating. We understand the bridge is closed. We are waiting for comments from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu about the agreement to pause fighting and release some hostages being held by the U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas. The U.N. has reacted.
The Secretary General has welcomed the agreement reached by Israel and Hamas with the mediation of Qatar and supported by Egypt and the United States. This is an important step in the right direction, but much more needs to be done. The United Nations will mobilize all its capacities to support the implementation of the agreement and maximize its positive impact on the humanitarian situation in Gaza.
The deal calls for a four-day pause in fighting, the release of 50 hostages being held by Hamas, and the release of 150 Palestinians from Israeli jails. Dutch voters casting ballots Wednesday in a cliffhanger election poised to usher in a new political era. Indications are voters appear to be looking for a change.
I like to see a bit more humanity and kindness instead of hatred in the government.
Opinion polls suggest the result is too close to predict, with any of four candidates, including one from the far right, within striking distance of power. The Netherlands is the EU's fifth largest economy.